Here are some useful strategies to help manage stress effectively. Determine what causes you to feel angry and afraid. That's going to bring a lot of consciousness into your living experience. And for a while, you just might want to take the time observing. Don't do anything much unless you are, you know, comfortable, confident to do so. But you might want to for a few days just simply observe your living experience from that perspective to determine what causes even the slightest anger and or fear, whatever causes you to feel uncomfortable inside. And make a list. Whereas fear can stand alone, anger usually is accompanied by fear. They both lead to stress anyway. We often pretend to seem unmoved by all the things that bother us. We are simply in denial. And we end up suppressing our anger out of the fear that something bad will happen to us or someone else. Now, we need to be really conscious of that whole experience day in and day out if we ever plan to manage it effectively. And by managing our stress effectively, we are able to manage our health condition effectively. We need to remember that 90% of all health challenges are stress-related, which means that 90% of all health challenges are emotionally rooted. Fear and anger are emotions. And once we are able to discover more about what causes fear and anger in our lives, or when those emotions are triggered, then we are well on our way to getting healthier and healthier every day in every way. We also need to learn more resourceful ways to deal with anger and fear. Anytime you feel angry and or afraid, it's not about the person or situation you believe is causing you to feel that way. It's all only about you. When you find yourself pointing the finger at someone or something, you have three fingers pointing right back at you. Stop playing the blame game. Manage your stress by learning to understand what's going on inside you. Make necessary changes in how you believe, behave, and think in relation to that person or that situation. And then allow the adult you to respond with ability instead of letting the little child you react without control. The adult you would say, "I feel angry," and do something about it. The child you would say, "You make me angry," and pout. So who's in charge here? Something else you may need to do is to set clear boundaries. Stop overstressing yourself needlessly. Learn when to say yes, when to say no, and when to say thank you. Learn where to draw the line. You may feel compelled to do things over and beyond the call of duty and without anyone asking you to do these things. The super mom, dad, employee, and friend syndrome can drain your emotional and physical reserves fast. No one can do everything for everyone all the time. Set your limits and honor them. If you feel guilty when you say no, then explore how guilt ties into your past. Guilt is one of the greatest stressors that people experience. There is the guilt factor. Another one is having lost something or someone of great value with no way or means to recuperate it. And the other one is when you have a lot of little stressors that come together at the same time. That can be the same as one big stressor. So those three different stressors are what cause the greatest harm to the immune system, to your body, to your mind, to your health. When you say no, you may also be triggering the core emotion of rejection. The child you may be thinking, they won't like me if I say no to them. If that is the case, then take care of the child you in a meditation. Recall yourself when you were a child and talk to that child you in your mind in a very holographic manner, as if you are there standing in front of you as a child, and give the child you the resources, the explanations, or the understanding that the child needs in order to make sense of what was going on in your life as a child. And by doing that, you will allow the adult you to take charge more and more through time. Another strategy is to allow yourself to accept help from others. Let the people who love and support you the most help you when you're stretched too thin and all stressed out. As you are there for them, they will be more than happy to be there for you. All you have to do is ask. Most people would be happy to do something helpful for someone else, even a stranger, but they're never asked. Share the good feelings you get out of helping others by letting them help you as well. It is healthier and less stressful to live interdependently instead of independently. Take care of your personal business as well. Make sure that you create a strategy that allows you to pay your bills on time, put food on the table, have positive relationships, prioritize, and meet your needs and responsibilities. By doing this, a large chunk of stress will be avoided or eliminated. Don't create stress over situations that you're in control of. There's enough to deal with already. Simplify your life by taking care of your own personal business and being timely, improving those behaviors. It's a lot less stressful than the alternative. Yes, and that does mean you need to work on your behaviors, your habits, and lifestyles. Are your behaviors working for you, or are they working against you? There are positive and negative ways to deal with stress. If overindulging in alcohol is your way of dealing with stress, then you're looking at a big red flag. The same is true about other behaviors like drug use, staying out late, overeating, overexercising, etc. There will be less stress in your life if whatever behaviors you have are healthy and balanced. Too much of anything is not always a good thing. Another strategy to consider is to learn to accept. One of the best ways to reduce stress is to accept others for who they are, their worldviews, and what they stand for. This does not mean you agree with them all the time. It simply means that you understand that they're different than you. This is one of the hardest lessons to learn. This is especially true when characteristics in others are so different than your own. Everybody is different, and like you, everybody has a birthright to be who they are. You cannot control others, nor can you force changes on them. You can only do your best to understand them, accept them as they are, and look for the positive intentions behind their actions. If you can't do this, it may be better for you to simply stay away from them. In the same light, others may feel the same towards you as you do towards them. There would be a lot less tension and stress in the world if acceptance was factored into human interactions of all kinds. Even more importantly, is you learning to accept yourself for who and how you are. Although there are many things we can change and improve about ourselves, the fact remains that there are many things that cannot be changed. You simply need to find a way to come to terms with that. Find your talents, if you haven't already. Apply it towards helping others along the way. And accept proudly who you are, your worth and purpose in life. Discover how truly special and unique you are. And treat yourself to some good old healthy fun. Have a good laugh with loved ones and friends. Go see a funny movie or go to a comedy club. Laughter helps release and reduce stress. There's something good to be learned in everything that happens, no matter how bad it may seem. So don't take things too seriously. Most of the things we fear never happen. Most of the things that we're afraid are going to happen don't. Learn how to find the good and positive sides of everything, especially if it wasn't what you were expecting or desiring. And laughter is known to promote health. And one other thing you must do, and we're going to talk about this a lot more as we move forward, is you must begin a practice of meditation. You cannot be stressed and relaxed at the same time. Practicing relaxation and meditation allows your body to take a break from stress and learn how to relax at will. Relaxation is a major ingredient needed for overall wellness to exist. The physical body needs rest and relaxation in order to restore energy and heal. The spiritual body relies on prayer in order to connect to Source. The emotional body internalizes in order to connect with its feelings. The mental body depends on meditation in order to visualize, imagine, plan, set goals, heal, and solve problems. They all work best when you close your eyes, take a deep breath, release and relax muscle tensions, and deepen through rhythmic, deep breathing. Many people equate meditation and sleep and don't see any great value in meditating over sleeping. While sleep is necessary for health, meditation is different than sleep. Meditation seems to have similar benefits as sleep and many more benefits that sleep cannot provide. During meditation, as muscle tension decreases, the body exerts less energy, slows down its breathing, and stress-related hormones in the blood are lowered. Pain due to injury, headaches, and muscle tension can also be alleviated by meditation. In addition, meditation seems to enhance right brain function, and right brain function is associated with creativity, imagination, and problem solving. I hope by now you have a better understanding of how stress affects the body and how your past and your emotions, and we'll be talking a lot about emotions and belief structures, influence your stress. You have also learned many strategies to reduce the amount of stress in your life. All of that will be much more effective with a daily dose of relaxation. Although many of the reasons we experience stress are rooted in our past, it is up to you to learn to use the past in a constructive and resourceful manner in order to take control of your life and live more consciously, have a better understanding of what causes stress, and diminish the negative effects of stress. Just by discovering what causes your stress and becoming conscious of how you react to it is a huge step in regaining health.